Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider himself. Welcome to another exciting, riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, British cybersecurity expert Matt Tate, recruited by high-placed Trump operative Peter Wilson to help the Trump 2016 presidential campaign collude with Russia. Let's get right to it. The following is an excerpt lifted from a June 30th, 2017 blog post by Matt Tate, T-A-I-T, a British cybersecurity consultant. And it's based upon and related to the June 29th, 2017, that's Thursday night, article in the Wall Street Journal. Matt Tate is the CEO and founder of Capital Alpha Security, a UK-based security consultancy which focuses on research into software vulnerabilities, exploit mitigations, and applied cryptography. A while later, on June the 14th, last year, 2016, the Washington Post reported on a hack of the DNC, ostensibly by Russian intelligence. When material from this hack began appearing online, courtesy of the Guccifer 2 online persona. A few weeks later, right around the time when the DNC emails were dumped by WikiLeaks, and curiously, around the same time, Trump called for the Russians to get Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Get out of the blue by a man, a GOP operative, a longtime GOP operative named Peter W. Smith, who had seen Matt's work going through these emails. Smith implied that he was a well-connected Republican political operative who knew very well Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the former Trump's former national security advisor, who would go on, and as well as Flynn's son. Although it wasn't initially clear to Matt Tate how independent Smith's operation was from Flynn or the Trump campaign, it was immediately apparent that Smith was both well-connected within the top echelons of the Trump campaign, and he seemed to know both Lieutenant General Flynn and his son well. Smith routinely talked about the goings-on at the top of the Trump team, offering deep insights into the bizarre world at the top of the Trump campaign. Smith told of Flynn's deep dislike of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, whom Flynn blamed for his dismissal by President Obama. Smith told of Flynn's move to position himself to become CIA director under Trump, but also that Flynn had been persuaded that the Senate confirmation process would be prohibitively difficult. He would instead, therefore, become national security advisor up until middle of February for Trump. He also told of a deep sense of angst, even among Trump loyalists in the campaign, saying, quote, "Trump often just repeats whatever he's heard from the last person who spoke to him," unquote, and expressing the view that this was especially dangerous when Trump was away. Yet Smith had not contacted Matt Tate about the DNC hack, but rather about his, that's Peter Smith's, conviction that Clinton, Hillary Clinton's private email server had been hacked, in his view, almost certainly both by the Russian government and likely by multiple other hackers too, and his desire to ensure that the fruits of those hacks were exposed before the election. Over the course of a long phone call, Smith mentioned that he had been contacted by someone on the dark web who claimed to have a copy of the emails from Secretary Clinton's private server, and this was why he had contacted Matt Tate, the British cybersecurity expert. He wanted Tate to help him, Smith, validate whether or not those emails were genuine. Yet Smith had not contacted Tate. Tate explained that if someone and contacted him via the dark web with Clinton's personal emails, he should take that very seriously. the possibility that this may have been part of a wider Russian campaign against the United States. And Tate said he need not take my word for it, pointing to a number of occasions where U.S. officials, actually all 17 intelligence agencies, unanimously agreed that it was Russia who hacked in the 2016 presidential election. Smith, however, the Trump operative, he didn't seem to care. From his perspective, Smith's perspective, it didn't matter who had taken the emails or their motives for doing so. He never expressed to Tate any discomfort with the possibility that the emails he was seeking were potentially from a Russian front, a likelihood he was happy to acknowledge. If they were genuine, they would hurt Clinton's chances, and so much the better because they would help Trump. Towards the end of one of their conversations, Smith, the GOP operative, made his pitch to Tate, the British cybersecurity expert. He said that his team, Smith's team, had been contacted by someone on the dark web, that this person had the emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server, which she had subsequently deleted, and that Smith wanted to establish that the emails were genuine. If so, he wanted to ensure that they became public prior or before the election. What he wanted from Tate was to determine if the emails were genuine or not. It is no overstatement to say that Tate's conversations with Smith shocked him, given the amount of media attention given at that time to the likely involvement of the Russian government in the DNC hack. It seemed mind-boggling for the Trump campaign, or for this offshoot of it, to be actively seeking those emails. In Tate's conversations with Smith and his colleague, Tate tried to stress this point. If this dark web contact is a front for the Russian government, you really don't want to play this game. But they were not discouraged. They appeared to be convinced of the need to obtain Clinton's private emails and make them public before the election. And they had a reckless lack of interest in whether the emails came from a Russian middleman or cutout, that is known as the spy tradecraft. Indeed, they made it quite clear to me that it made no difference to them who hacked the emails or why they did so, only that the emails be found and made public before the November the 8th election. Then, a few weeks into his interactions with Smith, Smith sent Tate a document, ostensibly a cover page for a dossier of opposition research to be compiled by Smith's group, and which purported to clear up who was involved. The document was entitled, quote, "A Demonstrative Pedagogical Summary to be Developed and Released Prior to November the 8th, 2016, unquote, and dated September the 7th, 2016. It detailed a company Peter Smith and his colleagues had set up as a vehicle to conduct this research. The company was called KLS Research and was set up as a Delaware LLC to avoid campaign reporting and listing four groups who were involved in one way or another. The first group, entitled Trump Campaign, in coordination to the extent permitted as an independent expenditure, listed a number of senior Trump campaign officials, such as Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Sam Clovis, Lieutenant General Flynn, and Lisa Nelson. Matt Tate's perception, then was that the inclusion of Trump campaign officials on this document was not merely a name-dropping exercise. This document was about establishing a company to conduct opposition research on behalf of the campaign, but operating at a distance so as to avoid campaign reporting. Indeed, the document says as much in black and white. The combination of Smith's deep knowledge of the inner workings of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign, this document naming him in the Trump campaign group, and the multiple references to needing to avoid campaign reporting suggested to Tate that the group was formed with the blessing of the Trump campaign. In the Wall Street Journal this on Thursday evening, June the 29th, 2017, several of the individuals named in the document denied any connection to Peter Smith, the GOP operative. And it's certainly possible that he was a big name dropper and never really represented anyone other than himself. But if that's the case, Smith talked a very good game. After all, Clinton's private emails never materialized. We couldn't show that Smith had been in contact with actual Russians. And while I believe, as I still do, while Tate still believes that he was operating with some degree of coordination with the campaign, that was at least a little murky too. However, that is until the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, June the 29th, 2017, 2 days ago, published the critical fact that U.S. intelligence reported that Russian hackers were in fact looking to get emails to Michael Flynn through a middleman or a cutout during the summer of 2016. And this was no idle speculation. So suddenly, this story seems really important and ominous. To be continued. Thank you for listening to another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but doll dang it, you decide.